Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chuckalis. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Chuckalis. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Clevenger. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Clevenger. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abrams. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Milt bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is walked intentionally. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis bunts towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Lepsio covering, for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lenhart moves to second. Two outs. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Waitkus trying to get to home. Olson throws the ball into White, who tags Waitkus, who came all the way from first, for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter throws to second for 1. And Young throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. White scores. Bowling moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger is 0 for 1 in the game. Clevenger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chuck Ellis, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Chuck Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. Chuck Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Olson moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Lenhart moves to second. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Chuck Ellis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuck Ellis juggles the ball. That's an error on Chuck Ellis. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 3, Red Sox, 3. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger is 0-for-2 in the game. Clevenger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Hatton moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Aganis, and towards Lepsio, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Hunter settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0-for-3 in the game. Aganis bunts in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. White moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Tex Clevenger. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fridley takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 3 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Fridley goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Orioles. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Young is walked intentionally. Mike Bliska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bliska hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Cohn trying to get to home. Jensen throws the ball into White, who tags Cohn, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Young moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Olsen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Abrams strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus hits a line drive to center field. Olsen throws towards third. Hatton fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hatton. Hunter goes all the way around to score. Waitkus moves to second. It's 6-4, Orioles. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fridley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Fridley reaches second base with a double. Waitkus scores. It's 7-4, Orioles. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-4 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-4 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Lepsio hits a fly ball towards center. Cone settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cone. White moves to second. Chuck Deering now playing center field. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Hal Brown. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Grady Hatton. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.